100%. Full disclosure. I am drunk. And I have the hiccups. And I'm going to work through it by drinking more. Because I'm hopeful that drinking will get these hiccups to go away.
Hold on. I don't know if it will, though. So, forgive me if I have hiccups.
This episode, I am humbled if you are listening to this episode, because I'm going to I'm going to title this, description of me or whatever I decide to title it, but it is my story of who I am. So, we're going to start from the beginning. My name is Kelsey. I was born to a Tom and Diane. They are from Northeast Philadelphia. They are gems of... This is going to be a problem. They are gems of human beings. I have them tattooed on my arm. I owe them all. Without them, I would be nothing. I am my parents. Like, I owe them all. I wish that I could give them $1 billion. I mean, it's my only life's dream. I think it's mostly, that's a blanket statement, but I think it's a lot of people's dream to give back to their parents, a fraction of what they gave to them, which is life. So I love my parents beyond belief. They have given me a beautiful gift. I have been very creative from a young age. I hated school. Third grade was the time I decided that I was like, fuck school. Don't like it. Don't care about it. I'm not going to put weight on this because I'm not good at it. I was really bad with school because I'm very creative. So I thrived in things like art, and I thrived in even like gym class. And I loved... I mean, not everything in gym class. Let's not get carried away. I wasn't like the most athletic human. I played volleyball from fifth grade to college. But I enjoyed gym way more than I enjoyed math or science or whatever else, you know, they taught us. I definitely loved art. I've always loved art. I'm very fine art oriented. I struggled in every aspect of school except for art. So, to give you a sum me up, in high school I had a 2.2 GPA, but I was in advanced placement art. I used my art portfolio to get into college. I also used my half-decent volleyball skills to get into college. So, I found myself attending a college for both fine art and volleyball. However, I never really wanted to go there. I didn't want to be there. I was honestly running away from so much that I was leaving in my past that I needed to go and I wanted to go. I've come to the understanding of who I was at a young age and come to the understanding that I wasn't always the best person. I wasn't always the nicest person. I always wasn't the most respectful human being to other people. And any type of behavior that I had towards other people was always because of my own behavior to myself, and I have been working for years to dismantle what I understand to be just a complete self-hatred of myself. I'm very honest about who I am, where I come from, and my emotions. I just am. Being a hairstylist, I overshare. It just is my nature. I'm not worried about it. I'm not asking for you to like hit me up and be like, you're okay. I know I'm okay. I love myself today. I've worked very hard to get here, and I feel very confident and proud to be who I am. But it took a long time of really feeling the opposite way to come to grips with a lot of different shit. So, all that to say, I was in college for about 30 days before I decided to drop out. I was really there for like 60 with preseason, but it honestly felt like an eternity because I was hammered the entire time or high the entire time. Just like constantly trying to be outside of myself and drink and get drunk and, you know, whatever, party, that's what college is mostly about in the United States of America. But I knew before I even went there that I didn't want to be there, so it was a very easy decision for me to drop out. And I'm very fortunate again and blessed to have the parents that I do that were very supportive of me in dropping out. However, they told me, you know, you're gonna work very hard and you need to have a plan. So I figured out a plan, which was to drop out and move to California and go to special effects makeup school. And my mom said, you know what, you can do that. You can absolutely do that, and we will make that happen for you. But why don't you go and get a license in something first? Because you actually don't get a license when you go just for makeup and go to school for makeup. And I was like, you know what, fair, I will do that. So I went to cosmetology school in my local town. And I loved it. As soon as I walked in the doors, and if you're somebody who's considering a career change, I understand we're quarantined right now and all the hair salons are shut down, but I think find excitement in the fact that so many people are freaking out about getting their hair cut, because we are in demand and we always will be. There will always be a demand for people that are contributing art to the world. And that's what cosmetology is. At the end of the day, it's art. I went there and I sat in orientation and I was like, you know what? This is it. Like, I could do this forever. I love it. And I'm ready to work with my hands. And the biggest gift of cosmetology has proven to be the gift of people and learning and experiencing humans on a very cool level. I have not been isolated from individuals. If I've met thousands of people, I've been with hundreds of people on their wedding day, hundreds of women on the most important day of their lives. I've shaved the heads of women going through chemotherapy and wanting to claim that before chemo took their hair. I've cut the heads of lawyers and doctors and artists and bartenders and, you know, pilots and people in the service and funeral home directors, people that deal with death. I've like picked the brains of thousands of people and I've learned so much in doing that. And this career is something else, man. It's like really a gift. And I feel very blessed to be a part of it. I don't think it's my forever at all. Like, I'm a creative, I'm an artist, and at some point your art needs to take a different route. It just is the nature of being an artist. I will always hold this near and dear to my heart, of course, but I don't think it's my forever. I do currently own a hair salon in my hometown where I grew up with a partner, and of course, we were open for a year and COVID-19 happened. I mean, do you know how detrimental that is to a year-long business? It's unimaginable, but I refuse and she refuses. We are a really powerful partner team because she is just a walking heartbeat, and we have worked so hard in the last year to grow and continue to grow. And we refuse to look at this as anything but glass half full and purposeful. Everything is meaningful. Everything is purposeful. We will work through this and we will come out stronger for it. But we don't know. We don't know what the long future holds. We just don't. We're going to do the best we can every day with the information and the knowledge that we have to stay safe and stay healthy and keep a beautiful space running. But yeah, so like I threw myself into cosmetology school and I loved it. I got my teacher's license. I've been, again, through hundreds of weddings. I've cut thousands of people's heads and I've been doing this now for 8 years, and it feels like 8 years, but it feels like 80 years, but it feels like 8 minutes at the same time. So again, if you're somebody who's considering a career change or needs something, some sorts of inspiring or whatever the hell you're thinking, I cannot speak highly enough about this career. It is a hustle, though, and it is a lot of hard work. It is not playing with hair. It is not just like all fun and games. You are standing every day. I'm working on my hips because my hips are fucked up from the way that I've been standing for the last 8 years. My fingers, my hands, they are different than yours because I've been using them so, you know, drastically the last 8 years of my life. But I wouldn't trade a second. I would not trade a second of my career for anything. I've been so blessed with people, and people have led me down the path of understanding God, because I understand that God is within everybody. And I understand God on a simple level because I've been around so many people. I think that we have like 5 different ways that we function. I think that we are such pattern-oriented beings, and I think that we isolate ourselves in a way that is just not even real. Like, we isolate ourselves because we get something out of feeling alone. We get validated in our victimhood if we feel alone in what we're going through. But the reality is, you are so not different than the person next to you. And we lack so much connection with people because we assume everybody is on a different side of the fence than we are. But really, we're all part of the same existence. We're all part of the same consciousness. We are all one being. We are all from one being. So God has become this just overarching power in my life that supersedes everything else. And I feel called, and that is why I have this podcast, to talk about this in a way that is approachable and cool and casual again, because that's what God wants to be. God wants to be your best friend. God wants to be the first person you call for when you're feeling challenged or you're feeling questioned or whatever the hell you're feeling. God wants you to always talk to him and be there and be best friends with him. And if you are, like, and this is the thing, I don't identify with a certain church, with a certain denomination, with a certain anything, because my heart feels called to just talk about this on a very just like plain conscious level. I don't feel called to say, I am this and you need to be this. That's just not my nature. I'm more like, yo, try this. If it feels good, fucking cool. Because it feels good to everyone, and I know it does. So right now, I'm reading the Bible. Every Sunday on this podcast, I'm doing Bible studies. Like, I'm reading a little bit of the Bible, and I'm talking about it in a cool, casual way. And then every Wednesday, I'm going to share a little bit of a music that I like, whether it's worship music or it's just cool music that, like, you can vibe to. And also miscellaneous things or guests. That's what Wednesdays are for. But, you know, I just feel very inclined to share this because I know how much and how easily this fits for you. And I want to share just a small story, and then I'm going to close out this episode about who I am and where I come from. I have a client, or used to have a client, Andrew, shout out to you. You were a gift. Every client that I have is a gift, but I always enjoyed the conversations that I have with this client, Andrew. He was a priest. He was a gay man, and he was a priest. I do not know what denomination he was. I don't really, I don't know the denominations through and through, but he, I remember I was talking to him, and I'm like, you know what? I really feel like I want to learn more. I want to dive in. I want to learn more about my faith, and I don't know that much. At the time, I was stuck on universe and spirit and calling it universe because universe was so much more approachable than calling this force God. And he was like, you know what? Anytime somebody asked me about this, you know, because I was asking him, how do I learn more? How do I discover this stuff? You know, I went to Catholic school. I have these preconceived feelings of shame and guilt. How do I deal with these things? And he said, you know what? Why don't you just try and read the Bible, but as like a book, but just read it. And you'll find, I think, you might find that it just fits. And the tone and the way he said it really stuck with me. And did I go home and pick up that Bible? No, I did not. I didn't pick up this Bible until like a couple weeks ago. And as I'm reading it, I'm like, wow, this man was right. This just fits. And it just fits in such a nice, comfortable way. And it sits well with my soul. And I feel very happy to continue my own tradition of reading this Bible every Sunday for myself. But I also feel very excited to read the book of like the Sikh faith, or read the books of like Taoism or Buddhism and different faiths, because I think that it's our mission to combine all these understandings into one conscious understanding of the global experience here. We're all doing the same things, but we have different deities, or we have different, you know, representations of faiths. But at the end of the day, I think we are all doing the same thing. And I think that God wants us to become one and not become one under one name that already exists. I think he wants us to mesh the fucking worlds of everything that's going on. And I think he forgives me for saying the curse words that I say so much. But that's besides the point. Listen, I want to say, I love you. If you listen to this podcast, you have brought me so much joy, and I hope that I have brought you something. I would love for you to reach out and contact me. Talk to me about your faith, where you're at, so I can have talking points for this podcast. I enjoy what I do so much because I enjoy people, and I right now can't be with anybody because we are quarantined, but soon enough I'll be back and I'll be able to talk even more. And I will continue to put these podcasts out because it keeps me honest and it keeps me feeling good and focused and inspired. So without further ado, I love you so much and thank you for listening, and I will catch you guys on the next episode.